Blog Talk Radio.
Yeshua!
Come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We just thank you, Lord God. We just praise and bless you. And I say welcome this evening to everyone. Welcome to Food for the Journey International Ministries, a ministry that is preparing people for the journey of life and into eternity. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So once again, I welcome you to our Monday night Bible study. Yes, we have a Bible study. It may not be the Bible study that you are used to, but this is a Bible study that is very needful. We need to be able to deal with the things that are going on in these end times. So many people are in bondage to many things, and people are looking for answers. And unfortunately, because the church is not giving the answers that are needed, people are going to the world. But I want you to understand that this ministry, we want to answer the deep questions. We want to go deep. We want to expose the kingdom of darkness for what it is. We want people to walk in purpose and destiny. This is a ministry, hallelujah, Jesus, that wants to get down and tarry with the people until they come forth and bring forth the purposes and plans that God has ordained for their life. So once again, I welcome you this evening. We're going to continue our teaching on spiritual warfare. This evening, we're talking about deep deliverance, stages of demonic problems. Glory to God. This is the second half of our spiritual warfare. So this is another group of teachings that the Holy Spirit has downloaded to us. Before we get started, let us just open up in prayer this evening, because prayer changes everything, and we know that we need to set the atmosphere. So we just thank the Lord this evening. We just bless your holy name, Father. We thank you for bringing us through another day clothed in our right mind, Father. We thank you for making ways out of no ways in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over these lines, over the airways in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the airways in the name of Jesus. We shut down our first and second heaven activity, Lord God. I cancel every plan, purpose, and policy of the kingdom of darkness that will come against these teachers in the teaching in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you release your spirit into the hearts of every enemy to this program, to this ministry, to the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Lord God, that this teaching will go clear over the airways in the name of Jesus. I pray that it would go into the hearts of the people, God, and bring forth a harvest for your glory in the name of Jesus. I invoke the blood of Jesus against the powers of darkness, against the kingdom of darkness, against every aquatic marine spirit, Father God, against every witch, warlock, soothsayer, Lord God, and occultic powers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask that you release your indignation against our pursuers, against the haters of your people, Father, today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said in your word, suffer not a witch to live. I command every witch and warlock, Lord God, that comes on this line, unless they repent and receive you, Lord God, let them not live, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let every curse, hex, and incantation be sent back to our evil pursuers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the powers of darkness be bound with chains and fetters to iron in the name of Jesus. I release the plagues of the Lord upon every evil pursuer of these teaching, Father God, and against backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let every witch receive blindness in the name of Jesus. Let their crystal bars be darkened in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you that you are a man of war, El Shaddai. You are Lord God Elohim, Yahweh. You are the bread of life, oh God. You are Jehovah Sipinu, our righteousness, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Role, he our shepherd. You lead and guide us to all truth. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Teach us so that we won't walk in ignorance. We won't perish because of lack of knowledge. Father God, I come against every person, every demon, every human demon, every witch, Lord God, that will come against this teaching and call it false. Lord God, may they eat their words in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that in these last days, hallelujah, amen. Lord, I thank you that in these last days that you're bringing light to darkness, Father God. So many people are in bondage. So many people are ignorant of the devices and the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind the spirit that will cause the church to stay on surface and refuse to go deep to teach the people in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come against every spirit of deception, lying, and beguiling spirit, God, every spirit of Leviathan, Lord God, I ask that you rip the scales off of the back of Leviathan in the name of Jesus so that your people can be taught, Father. Glory, hallelujah, God. It is our job as the leaders to teach the people so that they can live a prosperous life in the name of Jesus. If so many powers are working behind the scene, God, they don't understand that the spiritual realm is more real than this realm. But in the name of Jesus, you said to cry loud and spare not. I refuse to be silenced in the name of Jesus. I don't care if no one teaching. I'm going to teach the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to continue to talk about, but I want to make a statement, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That witchcraft is very real. Witchcraft is very real. People don't understand how real witchcraft is, and that most of the time people are dealing with witchcraft powers that's coming against their life. People that can't keep a job, people that marriages, when marriages are being destroyed, 90% of the problem in marriages being destroyed is aquatic marine spirits. Spiritual wives and husbands that are in the middle. Father God, people are dealing with people and coming in contact every day with demonic spirits, and they are ignorant of the devices. But you said in your word, Lord, be not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And yet the church is ignorant for the most part of the devices of the enemy. They still in surface level talking about living your best prosperous life, living, and all those things, God, you want for us, God. But we are in a warfare, and you got to fight. You have to understand that we are called to fight. So I want us to understand that witchcraft is very real. Manipulation. Understand that, once again, I said this on one of my last teachings, that witchcraft, we understand, is a work of the flesh, and the devil uses human beings to operate and to act out witchcraft against others. The human being. So understand that I want to expose the darkness of the heart. What is going on? There are people are in different stages of demonic problems. People don't understand why they are constantly being sick, well one day and sick. Then understand that these are all arrows and darts and spears of the enemy that is being interjected. But also we have to understand, and the most time people are well one day and sick the next day, it's because we talked about that the powers of the night are coming into people while they are sleeping and bringing all types of affliction and sickness upon them. So I want us to understand that, first of all, there are different levels of demonization. Let's talk about demonization. Understand, if you are a true born-again Christian, you cannot be yes, but you can be demonized. In the King James version, it says possessed, but they use the wrong translation. If you go back to the word, back to the Greek, that really means demonization. That mean a person has demons. Amen. So we have to understand that there are millions of people who are demonized without the indication that they are. Just because someone has demons does not mean that you're going to see the demon. There are many people that go through life day in and day out, and they are full of demons, but these demons don't manifest. Understand that the demons live quietly in the person because they don't want to leave their body. So we have to understand that these people that are demonized, that they have evil spirits in them, they can appear nice, normal, easygoing, and yet they have evil spirits, and these spirits don't manifest. Why? Because they do not want to leave their body. You can see the people that are full of demons. That's why people, when they finally do act out, people say things like, I am so surprised. I can't believe that person did this. But you have to understand that those demons could have been in that person for many years, and yet they never manifested. Understand that demons have, just like we have season, times and seasons, demons have times and seasons to manifest. And just when maybe that person is thinking about getting free, all of a sudden, those demons may take over. Understand that. Amen. So there are people that are walking around among us. Understand that demons are all around us. When the Bible says that one third of the angels fell, it did not say how many demons that was. Amen. So we don't know how many, but we know there are people that can live their life for the most part looking normal, looking nice and calm, and yet they can be full of demons. Understand that there are different stages, different levels of demonization. Then you can have the other person that's so out of control, so off balance, so confused, so chaotic that you know it's something demonic going on. But yet in the world, if you see people like that, for the most part, they'll say that person having mental problems, mental breakdown, mental confusion. Understand that there are demons behind these activities. These are manifestations of the demonization. So those, like I said, is different levels. So we have to understand it. Amen. They are quite in it. A lot of times people are demon possessed, and many of our churches, understand, are full of demon possessed people, demonized people. Yes, even possessed. Now, possession is a different level, a whole different level. The majority of people that are possessed. Now, there are theologians that believe that there are people, Christians, can be possessed. I personally don't believe that, because I believe that the Bible, according to the Bible, we have been taught by Jesus. But people can be so demonized that you can't even hardly tell that they're saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us keep going in our teaching tonight. I want you to understand, the fact is that every nice person, just because a person is nice does not mean that they are demonized. Demons like to go undetected. They go deep down in the soul of a person. These people that are demonized, they are friendly to their neighbors, and yet just below the surface, they can have dirty, filthy hearts. They can be plotting on you to maybe to go after your husband, go after your wife, molest your children. That's why in this hour, we have to be so careful. We have to walk. That's why the Bible says walk circumspectly before the Lord. Be careful. That goes about even in your day-to-day life. You must walk carefully. You have to have, in these last days, it's very important to have discernment. Another thing I want to address, because Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit, that many people are demon-possessed and they don't even know it. And a lot of times people are telling you things and saying God said this and God said this, when in fact those are demons that are telling them these things. You know, I would be very careful if I know that I'm in a state that I need a lot of deliverance. I would be very careful to always say that God told me that, because how do you know? We have the Bible said that we are supposed to judge the word. How can you judge the word when only you going by what you think and feel? Understand. So every voice that we hear is not the Holy Spirit. Even if a person is not demonized, every voice that you hear is not the Holy Spirit. We have the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have our voice. We have the voice of the enemy that's talking. There's so many voices. You know, the Lord Jesus talks to it. All these things that go on. We know that the Holy Spirit is the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we know that. So I want you to understand that every voice that you hear is not necessary the Holy Ghost talking to you. And so I want you to understand that where I'm at now, I'm just setting a foundation for this teaching. Understand that you, just because someone is not acting out, does not mean that they're not demonized. As a matter of fact, most people that are demonized, the most wickedest people, for example, fetish priests. If you see a fetish priest, he would not be dressed in his demonic outfit. He's not going to dress in dirty clothes. Rather, he's going to put on a three-piece suit. He's going to have a big corporate job, and he's going to drive a flashy car. Some of the most flashy people, the most prominent people, are demon. Of course, they're demonized because they belong to the kingdom of darkness. But not only that, they are high-level witches and warlocks that are operating. Just because you meet a person, the first thing you hear a person say, that person is so nice. Wait a minute, hold up. Don't be so quick to always say that a person is so nice. Don't be always so quick saying that, oh, as soon as I met that person, we connect. What are you connecting with? Is the demon in that person? I'm connecting to the demon in you. All these things I have learned from experience. You have to be careful. I remember, glory to God, when I was a young Christian, I met a person and immediately I felt like something jumped in me. And I said, oh, me and that person got a connection. Come to later to find out the demon that person had, I had the same demon in me that needed to be cast out. We have to be so careful. Amen. Glory to God. We're talking about stages of demonic problem, stages of demonization. There are different stages, different levels. Understand that some of these people that are demonized, they know what they are doing. Some people don't know that they demonized and they ignorant, and the enemy has deceived them and literally and bondage to the kingdom of darkness, and they literally do not know it. But personally, I think that at some point you know something, because when I was in need of deliverance and I didn't know about the ministry of deliverance, I knew that something just was not right. I knew that something was just out. So I began to pray and fast and ask the Lord to reveal what's going on, because I didn't want nothing that was not of God in me. And I thank the Lord that he sent people to bring me and bring wisdom to me and bring revelation of the ministry of deliverance. Glory to God. So some of these people, some of these people stay in bondage for many, many years, but there are also those who are in demonic societies who want to be there. There are people that are practicing witches, practicing warlocks, practicing satanic agendas, all within the church. And so that's why it's so necessary in this hour, in the end times, that we get revelation. And some people might ask, how does this happen? How do they get people? There are people that are initiated into witchcraft, and they don't even know it. They don't even understand how it happened. Now, you could be initiated into witchcraft. It could be generational. You could have witches and warlocks in your family, and because of they, you know, when we sin against God, and when you sin habitually against God, it brings on curses to family. This is why generational curses come. So if no one has repented and renouncing that witchcraft, then you have to understand those spirits are still married to their family, and their main primary agenda is to destroy your life, and that you never fulfill the purpose and destiny for which you were created for. So, but how does this happen? Well, what happens is when people sleep at night, that's why it's so important that make sure you pray before you go to sleep. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover your family with the blood of Jesus. You know, we talked about night powers. There are specific groups of demons that their sole job at nighttime is to steal, kill, and destroy, to wreak havoc, to bring sickness, infirmity, and disease upon the lives of people. Like I said, that's why people can be sick and be well in the daytime, and then at nighttime, next morning, they wake up and they're sick. There are many people that have died in their sleep, being smothered by demons and witches. You have to understand that this is real. So what happens is that when the people sleep at night, a witch comes to fly them to witchcraft meetings. Understand, just like in the Marine Kingdom, what the enemy does is come and take people under the water to the cities under the water. This is where witches and warlocks are trained, under the water. They have complete cities in the spiritual realm. You have to be able to see this. You have to ask the Lord to give you revelation. And I've actually seen the city. I've been taken to the city, and it's very deep. But you have to ask the Lord to reveal you that. The Holy Spirit revealed to me, showed me what they do, and actually what they do to people. So that's why it's so important. You know, we have to stay close to God, stay close to the Holy Ghost so that he can reveal, so that you as a warrior, as a soldier, as a watchman, know what to pray for. So glory to God. So as I said, they initiate people. They take people to witchcraft meetings to take people to initiate them. If the people refuse, they repeated attempts by witchcraft agents will eventually overpower them. But they're not covered by the blood, or if they're living in, they're a Christian and living in sin, and they have open doors, and they have one foot in the kingdom of God and one foot in the kingdom of heaven, then they will overpower them and turn them into witches or wizards. Now let's go over to Ezekiel. I want to show you what the word of God says, because everything needs to be established in the word of God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just plead the blood of Jesus right now. I cancel, veto every diabolical sanctions of burden activity of the devil in the name of Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 20 says, wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you pillars. Pillars are the foundation, are the leaders of the church, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms and will let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. So here we the Lord, the word of the Lord from the prophet Ezekiel, saying that they that the Lord is going to tear his people from those that hunt their souls and cause them to fly. So evidently the Lord is talking about spiritually. So once we understand that they are hunters of men, they are hunters and fishers of men, just like the Lord is a hunter. The Lord has weapons called the fishers and the hunters of the Lord that you can release against the kingdom of darkness. Glory to God. But we see that people, that there are agents of darkness that hunt souls to make them fly. Let's go to Nahum chapter 3. We're going to read from verses 1 to 4. Glory to God. It says, woe to the bloody city. It is full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses, of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses, and there is none in of their corpse. They stumble upon their corpse because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft. Understand the mistress of witchcraft. One of the groups of demons is witchcraft operations, but it's the mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. So like I said, I started out saying witchcraft. This is very serious. We need to be able to learn how to pray against the witchcraft operations. You know, they put witches and wizards, they put actual sickness on people die premature death. There are all types of things. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I want you to understand, even in the passage, give us a clear picture about the reality of operations of witchcraft. Glory to God. Talk about levels of demonic problems. Many professing Christians have secret obsessions. In other words, they're in bondage. And bondage, what puts us in bondage are demons. When you allow demons into your life, when you leave open doors as a Christian, this brings you into bondage. But there are many Christians that have secret sins, that they are in bondage to secret sins, which in reality is their obsession. An obsession is something that you cannot stop doing. No matter how much you pray, no matter how much you fast, you still do this. Now, we understand that the Bible says that we are supposed to crucify the flesh and its evil desires, but goes beyond that. So you have fasted, you have prayed, and yet you still keep doing this. Understand that there is a demon or a group of demons called clans and families that is operating against you. There are many people that love the Lord and go to church, and they go to church service. And what happens after the church service? They head straight to a place to get maybe a drink, or to go to a computer for porn, or to the nearest restaurant to glut out on food, or even to the bed of fornication or adultery. And they really, in their hearts, they don't want to do this. That's why today we're exposing the darkness of the heart, because they really don't want to do this, and yet they are obsessed with it. Why? Because there's a demon of obsession. That demon, they have become literal enslaved to that secret bondage. They're enslaved. When you do anything that you cannot stop doing, unless you're in agreement, the first step to come out of bondage is that you have to come out of agreement with that thing. But if you stole, you cannot stop doing it, and you no matter, and you fight and you don't want to do it, you still do it. That is slavery. That is bondage. That thing, that obsession, that secret sin has captivated you, and you are a slave. You are in prison in the spiritual realm. You may feel free on the outside, but your soul is in prison in the spiritual realm. Glory to God. Obsession. Many people find it very difficult to operate a normal life when they are obsessed with a certain thing. Understand that the demons are in operation. The demons, the strong men, they are strong men. That when a person is in in bondage to the point of obsession. That means there's a strong man, stronger than you, that's operating in your life, the strong man. What does the Bible say? Before you can loot the strong man's house, you have to bind the strong man, and then you're able to loot his house. But if you can't loot his house, in other words, take back what the enemy that has stolen from you. So if you're in bondage to fornication and you want to stop sinning like that, but you can't, you have to bind that spirit of fornication and deal with that. Take back your freedom from that particular sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So obsession, we're talking about obsession. We're talking about bondage. Hallelujah. Understand that when you're in bondage to anything, understand that the Holy Spirit has nothing in common with that. You cannot serve the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and serve your bondage. You have to make up in your mind that you want to be free. You have to pull that down. You have to, many people, glory to God, are in bondage and they refuse to address it. They go on day in and day out as if nothing is wrong. They feel like that because they have that sin, that secret sin, that it's okay. Nobody know about it, but the Holy Spirit knows. He is the Spirit of truth. Understand that if you don't deal with that on the day of judgment, you're going to be embarrassed on the day of judgment. Understand. When you stand before the Lord, the Holy Spirit is going to be there, and then your obsession is going to be the other side. It's going to judge you. When you get to that day of judgment, understand this. You're going to be asked, didn't you speak in tongues? And you're going to say, maybe yes. Didn't you prophesy? We talk about Matthew 7:21. And you probably say yes to those two questions. Then the verdict against you is going to be, you knew the truth, but you decided anyway to break the law of God. And you can't say, I couldn't help myself. No, but the Lord has given us the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He's given us the ministry of deliverance so that you can be set free. And yet you're too prideful. Leviathan lives in you and you refuse to deal with those issues. You think that it's okay to have secret sins. You think it's okay to lust after anything, lust after food, lust after people. You think it's okay to lie. And you say, I'm sorry, and God is okay. Understand, when we do those things, there are demonic spirits behind it, and you're going to have to give an account on that day. The Bible says that the Lord is going to judge sin wherever it's found. Don't make no mistake. Don't think that you're going to get away with it. Don't think that God is not concerned. God is concerned about everything that concerns us, and he's concerned about his children that are constantly sinning, living in sin. He is concerned. Understand, in the day of judgment, your sins are going to rise up to condemn you. Understand it. This is what Jesus said. Jesus likens the life of man to like a house. We are like a house. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And it says, what is the topmost part of the house? The roof. What does the roof represent spiritually? What does it represent to you? It represents our submission to God and our faith in the Lord Jesus. Because why? Jesus is our covering. He is the head. He is on top of us. Hallelujah. And he is our cover of protection. Hallelujah. It becomes clear, therefore, that a house without a roof is exposed to the elements. It has no protection. It is exposed to the weather, the animals, birds, insects, crawling creatures, thieves. These things will have free access to the house because it is protected. That's why we have to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. We have to stay under the wings of the Almighty, according to Psalms 91. Understand, the absence of the roof makes the house unfit for habitation. You have to have a covering. Our covering is the Lord Jesus. You can't be out there doing your own thing. Glory to God. The Bible says that we are to submit ourselves under the protection of the blood of Jesus. Let's go to James chapter 4, verse 7. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. What does that mean to resist? That means when the devil's coming at you with all his tricks, his plans, when he's coming at you, you need to resist and you need to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Stand firm in God on his word. You have it. The Bible says that we are tempted in many ways. It's all right to be tempted. The problem comes in when you submit yourself to that temptation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. How much plainer than that? Understand, it may not be easy, but you can do it. God will not give us anything we cannot handle. Understand, the problem, many of the problems with people in bondage is they have too much thought and opinion. But if you have so much thought and opinion, why are you in the state that you're in? Jesus has given you the answer. We have to submit to God and his ministry. When you are in bondage, in deep bondage, you cannot believe everything that you hear. Every good sounding thought is not a God thought. Understand that. Hallelujah. So in order for the house of your life to be safe, you need to keep the roof over your head. You need to keep Jesus as number one in your life. Understand that demons cannot enter into everybody's life. They can't just go and just say, oh, that person today, I'm going to wreak havoc in their life. Understand that they are very selective and picking their candidates. They are looking for the easiest prey. Just like any animal in the animal kingdom, in the wild kingdom, they look for the ones that are weak, the ones that are lame, the ones that are confused, the ones who don't know who they are in Christ Jesus, the one who's looking for love in all the wrong places. Those are the ones that the demons are looking to devour. What does the Bible say? That the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This is what Satan wants to do. Hallelujah. Let me give you an example. For example, the demons of gluttony, because we see that this is very, people are gluttony. Gluttony is not just about food. Anything that you are over indulgent in and cannot resist is gluttony. So gluttony cannot just hold a person. It cannot just take you. The only way that that spirit of gluttony can overtake a person is if they love to eat too much and have no self-control. The Bible says that one of the fruits of the spirit is self-control. We need to have self-control. Everything that I see and everything that I desire, I cannot have. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's talk about the mind. There's no problem when negative thoughts enter our mind. And we quickly reject them. That's the key. It's when the devil injects an arrow into your mind, immediately we have to cast down. The Bible says, cast down every vain imagination and everything that comes to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. The second part to that, you need to know what is the knowledge of God, his word. You need to know his word. If we don't know the word of God and what it says concerning our life, how can we combat the enemy? How can we counterattack the enemy if we don't know what our weapons and what are our privileges as being children of the Most High God? That's why it's so important to study the word. It says, so we have to quickly reject every demonic thought, because anything negative coming into our mind is demonic thought. It's demonic in nature. Understand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, after we reject negative thoughts, then what do we do after we reject those negative thoughts? What happens if we don't reject those negative thoughts? Well, they take root and they settle in their heart and they bring forth evil fruits. Then once you allow the enemy to, once you entertain evil thoughts, understand that it's a root. And what does a root do? It grows. It expands. And this is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to put roots in us, whether it's sickness, infirmity, disease, poverty, lack, insecurity, rejection, all these roots he wants so that they can devour our lives. It's all about stealing, killing, and destroying us and our families. So we don't want evil fruits. So what is the wisdom? The wisdom is to cast down that negative, that bad thought in the name of Jesus. Cast it down. Send it back to the sender. We need to learn to send it back to the pit of hell for where it came from. Don't entertain it. For example, the enemy will say, oh, you see that person looking at you? They don't like you. That person could be looking at you, but they could be thinking about 10 million other things. Cast that thought down in the name of Jesus. You can't just, everything that negative coming in our mind, the problem is that many of us take it and we hold it as if it's a baby. We nurture it and grow it up, and then we want to know, we can't understand why my life is so chaotic. Well, you open the door wide for the enemy and whatever else he wants to bring in. No, cast down every negative thought and bring every thought in captivity to the beating of the word of God in the name of Jesus. You have to guard your heart, guard your thought life. Our thought life, people, is so important, because whatever you think, you become what you meditate on. So if I meditate on negativity and sadness and hopelessness and what I lost and why me, self-pity, and why this happened to me, things happen to all of us. All of us have problems. All of us have been through something. But if we let that control our life, we'll never get out of that pit. We have to release it and let it go to God and ask the Lord Jesus to heal us, to make us whole. To behold, Jesus came. His atonement package includes wholeness, restoration, peace, love, joy in the Holy Ghost, all these good things. We need to embrace the good in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Understand that a lot of people live a defeated life right from the moment that they get up in the morning. Understand that when you go to bed at night, when you pray, it's very important that you set your day. You speak life into your next day, knowing that by faith you believe in that you're going to rise up that next day. You have to speak life in it. Don't let the enemy give you no negative thoughts. But the problem comes in that people, there are many people, right from the moment that they get up, they already thinking negative thoughts. They are prophesying negativity into they allow the devil to prophesy negativity into their mind, and they speak it forth, and then it comes. Oh, I know today when I go to work, it's going to be a hard day. I'm guilty of that sometimes. I just begin to think about the thing. But we have to take those thoughts captivity. You know, we have to begin to pray and our life. You know, as I'm driving to work, I'm speaking, you know, peace over the patients that I'm going to encounter, and peace to, you know, that the Lord will save their souls. And this is what I do. But I have been guilty in the past of speaking that. We all have. But I'm talking about what we need to do. We need to practice. It needs to become second nature to us, is to speak good over our lives every chance that we get. But there are many people that entertain evil thoughts and believe that nothing good could ever happen to them. But we bind that lying spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring you glory God to an expected end. God has a good expected end for each and every one of his children. He said his thought toward us is peace always, hallelujah, and not evil. What are you speaking? What are you speaking over yourself? What are you speaking over your children? What are you speaking over your environment? What are you speaking over the sphere of influence that you have? Glory to God. If you've been speaking negativity, I implore you to start, first of all, repent for speaking that negativity. Pull down those demonic words, because we know the Bible says that words have creative ability. We cancel that assignment, cast it down in Jesus' name, and we begin to speak the word of faith, the word of life to our life and to our children. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's keep going. Hallelujah. So we understand when such people who speak negativity over their life, they discover that the enemy has affected their lives with negativity. What do? I gave you the answer for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We must wake up and plant good seeds and not evil seeds. We do not want to be the victim of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. Understand that we don't want to give the enemy no into our lives to bring destruction. When we entertain those negative thoughts and attitudes, then we understand that those are arrows of Satan that we must counterattack with the blood of Jesus and send back to the originator. Understand that the battlefield is the mind. Our greatest battlefield and the greatest battles that are won or lost are in the minds of humanity. This is why the world is the way it is, because people's minds are full with corruption, violence, murder, hatred, envy, and jealousy, just to name a few things. The battle of the mind has to be won if you are going to live a victorious life. Understand, if you lose this battle, you have lost everything. There are many people I come across, I see at my work, where I work at, whose minds are in the dustpan of the devil. Literally, they can't think and hold a thought. This is a sad, sad state of affairs. But the way the world is, the violence that's in the world, the wickedness in the world, people's minds are consumed with, they have lost the battlefield of their mind. They have lost their mind to Satan, and he has literally taken it over, and in every area of their mind is captivated by the devil. And we're living in, my God, thank you, Holy Ghost, we're living in the days of Noah. What did God say in Genesis 6? That it repented him that he had made man, because the thoughts and intents of the mankind was continually evil. My God, what is it today? The minds and thoughts of men are continuously evil. Why? They have lost the battle of the mind. My God. Let's go to, hallelujah, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. This is, and not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds need to be renewed. And the only way your mind can be renewed is through the word of God, through meditating, digesting, memorizing the word of God. He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Glory to God. We need to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's only through the word of God can we prove that, and can our minds be transformed and renewed. It's only through his word. Let us go to Isaiah 26 and 3. I want to read this scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're getting something out of this. I pray revelation knowledge is being downloaded to you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, and it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. How can you stay in perfect peace? If you keep your mind on Christ, keep your mind on Christ. When the enemy tries to derail your mind to think on other things, you need to come back to Christ. You need to rebuke that. That's why we are to do warfare every day, every day. You need to be able to warfare. What did Paul told Timothy, that you need to wage an effective warfare. You need to wage and effective warfare, and keep your mind in peace, and keep your mind stayed on Christ. If you want to walk in victory this hour, you're going to have to stay in peace and keep your mind stayed on God. Glory to God. What does Proverbs 4:23 says? It says, keep your mind, your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues of life, my God. So we see that the Bible gives us the clear instructions on how to wage this war against the enemy. The Bible gives us clear instruction how to deal with demonic problems. The Bible is very clear. Understand, there are many attacks of the enemy that we must learn how to fight and overcome. We are called to be overcomers in every area of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We must learn how to counter every demonic practice, every demonic attack that comes through us. Understand that. Understand that we were made from the dust of the earth, the animals, the plants, all were formed from the ground. Now we're going into another section of this teaching. I want us to understand, because we've been talking about stages of demonic problems. Now I'm talking about how we must learn how to counter demonic practices. And after we go through this on our next lesson, I just want to say we're not going to finish all this tonight. I'm going to give you from A to Z on how to walk in total deliverance. Amen. So I just want to give you part of this tonight because we still have some time left. But we need to learn how to counter demonic practices. We need to learn how to deal with demonic practices in Jesus' name. So as I was saying, man was formed from the dust of the earth. Animals, plants were also formed from the ground. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Understand, however, the ground was cursed by God. We must take particular note of the fact that the same ground which was cursed was where man came from. And I'm going somewhere, and all of this is going to tie in to what we were just talking about. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And it said, "Unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life." It's important to understand that all the elements in man's body are taken from the earth. This is why the devil has found it easy to attack man. This also explains why Satan has always attempted to bury people's virtue in the ground. The Bible says that the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Philippians 2:10-11. Understand, the only thing that came from heaven is the Spirit of God to the heart of man. The only sustained force in this life is the breath of life. The Bible says that of the earth, anything that is from the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. Everything coming from heaven is from above. That's John chapter 3, verse 31. He that comes from above is above all. That is a earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from the earth is above all. Glory to God. Understand that the scripture often addresses the earth as a personality. It does this in recognition of the fact that some personalities dwell under the earth. These powers constitute what has been called the powers of the grave, the powers of darkness, the powers of evil. Understand, Moses commanded the earth at one point to open up and swallow the people in the book of Numbers. Let us go over to the book of Numbers. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 16, verse 32, it says, "And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household and all the people who belonged to Korah and all their goods." The ground responded. Glory God. The ground responded. Understand that the powers of the grave are very powerful powers. The enemy, understand that the enemy uses the ground against humanity. The enemy is always looking to swallow you up. Understand, this is why God has created man, both physical and spiritual. Understand that. Where are we at? We have to understand that the enemy uses the ground against mankind. Understand, this is why people understand that the ground is looking to be worshipped. Mankind is looking to be worshipped. Why? We were made from the dust of the earth according to scripture. The enemy will use whatever he can against mankind. He will use whatever he can to corrupt humanity. Understand it. Glory to God. Let's keep going. Hallelujah. The God created us for good, for a purpose, for a good purpose. Everything that God created was good. Man, for both physical and spiritual representativeness. Understanding. Once the spiritual representation has been caged, trapped, or buried, the enemy wants to cage you. He wants to trap you, and he wants to bury us in the ground. Understand it. The enemy wants to literally bury you in the ground. And I'm not just talking about spiritually. I'm talking about physically. How many people you see die prematurely? The Bible, according to scripture, we're promised at least 70 years. At least 70 years. Why so many people die prematurely? Because the enemy is caging them and trapping them. Why? Because the enemy is hunting souls. It's all about hunting souls. I want you to understand that God has given us power and authority to deal with these powers. God has given us power and authority to deal with witchcraft powers. God has given us power and authority to overcome every evil obstacle of the enemy. Glory to God. Glory to God. I wanted to start going through total deliverance, but we don't enough time this evening. We're going to continue that on our next teaching, but I just wanted to share with you how the enemy, that we were made from the dust of the earth, and yet the same thing, and the ground is cursed, and the enemy keeps trying to curse us, trying to curse our life. But Jesus came. Hallelujah. Jesus, it said, cursed is he who hangs on the tree. Jesus became a curse for us, that we no longer are cursed in Christ Jesus. Jesus gave us came to bring us complete victory. Why are we still living as slaves when we have been set free? Why do we allow the enemy? Why are we lazy? Why are we allowing the enemy to still keep us, our families, our children in slavery when Jesus came? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, we were slaves until Jesus arrived on the scene with his resurrection power. And he brought us, the who were dead in our sins, he brought us back to life. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the season when we must go into serious warfare to break free from the assignment, assignment destiny killers, those who are assigned to destroy our destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that the thief only comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Stop allowing the devil to keep you buried. Stop allowing the devil to keep you in a cage. Stop allowing the devil to cage you and your family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Before we close out, I'm going to say this prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And I want you to understand that living in bondage is not the best that Jesus had for you. He came for you to be free in every area of your life. That's why I feel so very sad for the ministers who don't believe that a Christian can have a demon when the scriptures clearly show that. And I feel so sad for those who are living in cages spiritually in bondage, and yet they have no idea. It's very sad. It grieves me because I know that Jesus has so much for them. And yet, it's a sad thing to think that you're free when really you're in bondage. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to say a prayer to move us forward by fire. Hallelujah. All my blessings imprisoned by the grave come forth in the name of Jesus. I release my blessings from the hands of all my destiny killers in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessings from the hands of all my enemies in the name of Jesus. I disgrace every witchcraft burial in the name of Jesus. Just as the grave could not detain Jesus, no power would detain my miracle in the name of Jesus. That which hinders me from greatness, give way now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has been done against me and my family using the ground, I command it to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. My God, every unfriendly friend be exposed in the name of Jesus. anything representing my image in the spirit world, I withdraw you now in the name of Jesus. All the camps of my enemies receive confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, empower my life with your authority over every demonic force in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let all the impossible begin to become possible for me in every department of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, take me from where I am to where you want me to be in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, take me away from me where there's way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, grant me the power to be fulfilled and prosperous in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, break me up in every department of my life and remold me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make me to break through into profound miracles in all areas of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make me to break out of every obstacle on my way to progress in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, establish me in truth, godliness, and faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, add favor to my work in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, add increase to my work in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, add possibility to my work in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, promote and prosper my life in the name of Jesus. I reject the plans and agenda of the enemy against my life in the name of Jesus. I reject the assignments and weapons of the enemy against my life in the name of Jesus. Let every weapon and evil design against me fail totally in the name of Jesus. I reject premature death in the name of Jesus. I reject nightmares and sudden destruction in the name of Jesus. I reject dryness in my walk with God in the name of Jesus. I reject financial debt in the name of Jesus. I reject lack and famine in my life in the name of Jesus. I reject physical and spiritual accidents in my going in and coming out of the name of Jesus. I reject sickness in my spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. I stand against every work of evil in my life in the name of Jesus. I overcome powerlessness, confusion, and every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I command spiritual divorce between me and every power of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let every poison and arrow of the enemy be neutralized in my life in the name of Jesus. I break every yoke of unfruitfulness in my life in the name of Jesus. I cancel the plans and the mark of the enemy upon my life in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, break all harmful genetic ties in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for answered prayers. Lord, we thank you for answered prayers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your mighty Father. Thank you for your angels that are camped around us. Thank you for your protocol of angels, the warrant angels, the minister. Angels, the territory angels. Oh God, release your evil angels against the evil angels of the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh God, release your spear into the hearts of all our enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh God, release the mystery of the flying rope against all those who will fly against us in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for victory, Father. Thank Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory, God, for this tonight's lesson. Lord God, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would give us even more revelation on what you taught us tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, more revelation, more insight, God, more wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the sponge of the Lord. Lord God, we suck up your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you. I just thank and praise you, God, for all that was done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. May God continuously bless you and increase you and enlarge you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Everlasting. can love you more. You're making me